From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
The U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday delivered his seventh and last State of the Union address to Congress. Mr. Obama's televised speech gave an upbeat assessment of the country's economic fortunes at home.
For the past 7 years, our goal has been a growing economy that also works better for everybody. We've made progress, but we need to make more.
Speaking to a packed House of Representatives chamber, Mr. Obama acknowledged that the expectations are low for his final year in office, but vowed he will not stop working to achieve his policy goals. The Republican response to the speech will be delivered by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to accept sanctions bill that would block North Korea's access to hard currency. That bill is seen as a response to North Korea's announcement last week that it had conducted a fourth nuclear test. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Wednesday called for a tougher, punitive response to North Korea's nuclear test. In a news conference in Seoul, she called on China to play a key role in putting new sanctions in place. Meanwhile, Reuters cites North Korean media as reporting that the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for an expansion in the size and power of his country's nuclear arsenal. A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations said Tuesday 51% of children between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. This is VOA News. German police arrested more than 200 far-right extremists who went on a rampage in the eastern city of Leipzig, setting cars on fire and damaging property. The anti-immigrant violence began late Monday. U.S. defense officials say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels being held by Iran will be released early Wednesday morning, Gulf time. The 10 crew members, 9 men and 1 woman, had been traveling in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up Tuesday, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them German tourists. 15 people were wounded in the attack. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu pledged to fight the IS until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The leader of the French Jewish community in Marseille is asking men and boys to refrain from wearing the traditional Jewish skullcap after a teenager attacked a Jewish teacher Monday. A 15-year-old Turkish Kurd attacked a Jewish teacher with a machete in Marseille Monday, cutting his shoulder and hand. The suspect told police he acted in the name of the Islamic State. The United Nations says it expects agencies to deliver more aid this week to the tens of thousands of people starving in the city of Madaya and other besieged Syrian cities. Lisa Schlein reports.
Representative for the UN Refugee Agency in Syria, Sajid Malik, traveled on the first convoy to reach Madaya. By telephone from Damascus, he describes his horror at seeing so many starving people fighting for survival in the freezing cold.
Very frail, very weak. You could see that they're malnourished, not only the kids, but also young and the youth that were around the trucks that we were offloading.
Malik is calling for the sieges on Madaya and other hard-to-reach places in Syria to be lifted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And the UN is calling for a major humanitarian aid effort to cope with the Syrian refugee crisis. UN humanitarian and development agencies appealed Tuesday for $7.3 billion in new funding for 2016. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the state of Florida's process for sentencing people to death violates the constitutional rights of criminal defendants. The court says the process in Florida gives too much power to judges, not enough to juries. The 8-1 ruling said the state's sentencing procedure is flawed because juries play only an advisory role in recommending the death penalty, while the judge can reach a different decision. The court's ruling means an inmate, Timothy Hurst, could be resentenced, potentially avoiding the death penalty for a 1998 murder. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.